Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Your good name is one of your most valued assets. Protect it. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. We hear about identity theft all the time, where someone's personal information is stolen and used without their knowledge, and it's used to commit fraud or other crimes. We think it could never happen to us, but it can, unless you take the time to consciously protect yourself. Although you can't stop someone from stealing your identity, you can make it harder, and that's often what will make a potential identity thief leave you alone and choose an easier target. Here's how. Always shred any financial document or paperwork that has your personal information on it. Protect your Social Security number. Don't carry it in your wallet. Don't write it on a check and give it out only when absolutely necessary. Never give out personal information on the phone, through the mail, or over the internet unless you absolutely know with whom you are dealing. Never click on internet links that come in unsolicited emails. Instead, type in a web address you know. Be sure to keep firewalls and antivirus software up to date to protect your home computer. Be careful to choose a good password. Don't use anything obvious like your birth date, your mother's maiden name, or the last 4 digits of your Social Security number. Keep your important personal papers in a secure place at home, especially if you don't live alone. Identity theft. Well, it is sadly often done by people you know and who have access to your home. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.